Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Snacks for Thought. For those of you who don't know, Snacks for Thought are bite-sized inspirations designed to draw you closer to God. We are available on iTunes, Spotify, and Google Play, so wherever you choose to listen, make sure you subscribe and leave a review. And if you're on Instagram, you can follow us there. Our handle is snacks4thought. With all that being said, let's get into today's episode, entitled, When You Feel Overlooked. Have you ever felt like God doesn't see you? Like the events of your life have been orchestrated in such a way that you are pretty sure God has forgotten about you. Good things happen to those around you, but never to you. If you have ever thought that, I want to encourage you today by letting you know that no matter what you are going through and no matter what you have been through, you are not overlooked. People may not see you, but God sees you and cares, and He is working things out on your behalf. I can imagine that David felt the same way. He spent a lot of his time in the pasture alone with sheep. As the youngest, it seemed as if he didn't have much importance or significance. And we could gather that because in 1 Samuel 16, Samuel the priest went to Jesse's house and searched for the next king. He asked to see all of his sons, and Jesse called in all of his sons except David. Jesse quite literally overlooked David. He didn't even bother to tell him that Samuel the priest wanted to meet all of his sons. It appeared that Jesse had already decided that David wasn't what Samuel was looking for. But little did he know that David was exactly who God was looking for. It didn't matter if his father overlooked him because God saw him and called him. You, like David, are called by God. You may go through seasons where you feel like God has abandoned you, but know that He never will. If you read the Psalms, you will see that the same David, when he was older, felt overlooked by the same God that called him to be king. In Psalms 13, David said, "O Lord, how long will you forget me? Forever? How long will you look the other way?" You see, David was in a season of his life where he felt ignored by God. His life was great until it wasn't, and he was running for his life, and he felt ignored and overlooked by God. David went through seasons where he felt ignored by his family and ignored by God. Just like many of us. I know I personally went through a season where I felt overlooked by God. So what do you do? How do you overcome those moments, those seasons of life? I took my example from David and I want to challenge you to do the same. So if we go back to the book of Psalms, verse 13, it is made up of 6 short verses, but they are the realest verses, in my opinion. The first 4 verses is asking God not to ignore him anymore, but the key to overcoming is found in verses 5 and 6. "But I trust in your unfailing love. I will rejoice because you have rescued me. I will sing to the Lord because he is good to me." Here are the keys. Number 1, trust in God's unfailing love. We don't understand why things have happened, and the reality is, we may never understand why things have happened. But we have to know that God loves us. And if He loves us, He will work things out for us. Key number 2, remember. David is remembering 2 things in this passage. The first is the times that God had rescued him in his past. And the second is the character of God. Remember all the times that God has answered your prayer, all the times that He's brought you through a difficult situation or a difficult season. Never forget that God is good. No matter what is happening or has happened, it doesn't change who God is. Your situation will never change or alter the character of God. He will always be good, He will always be loving, and He will always be kind. Overcoming seasons like these require intentionality on our part because we normally feel the opposite. It's always easier to give into our feelings, but I want to challenge you not to do the easy thing. Fight against feelings of neglect by remembering who God is and what He has done. Fight against feelings of neglect by meditating on God's promises. I know without a shadow of a doubt that God sees you. So I want to challenge you to trust Him in this season.